Hi, Alba. How are you?
Hello? Shira?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Alba.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, the lady called. She was the case manager that's dealing with the county.
Uh-huh.
And she was looking at the paperwork and whatnot, so she needed more information.
Okay, what like, more information did they need?
Yeah, she wanted the, sorry, I just came up the stairs. She wanted the life insurance policy and the face value of it, but she didn't want a copy of what I had, so she wanted me to get a letter, like, from the insurance company, right?
Okay.
So I called. And unfortunately, my sister let that policy drop, so my mother is uninsured. So I told the lady to send me, a letter stating that fact. And I sent that. Yes, she sent it to me, and I sent it to the county person. Her name is Miss Williams, Miss Willis, and I sent it to her by PDF. She also told me that the IAB people did not send her all the paperwork, so she was missing May to June 2020, and I sent her what I had for 2020, so I sent her that PDF for that. And now she wants, because I didn't know, honestly, I still don't think that my mother has a savings account, but I'm going to look into it. I mean, I did a lot of work yesterday.
I can imagine.
And I sent her everything. And you know, I'm still dealing with my mother. I'm still dealing with my sister in the hospital. She had to be taken from the nursing home. I had to deal with them to send her to the hospital because she was really sick and nobody was paying her any attention. So I was on the phone for a long time. And then a guy from your company called me named Aaron something.
Yes.
At the same time that I was dealing with the social worker and my sister on the phone.
Yeah. I apologize.
So I was having. Listen, I don't just sit around here and twiddle my thumbs. I have a lot of issues at home,
yeah.
And I did the best that I could. What she wanted. The only thing that I'm missing, as far as I'm concerned, is the bank statements for 6 months of savings. Which I don't have any access to it. So now I have found myself that I have to get dressed, get out of the house, go to the hospital, and deal with my sister's phone because I can't go to the bank and deal with my mother because I don't have power of attorney or I'm not the signatory. She is.
Right.
Okay. And she can't do nothing because she's sick.
Did you tell this to the representative when you spoke to her from the county?
I did. I told her, listen, I'm having a really hard, difficult time here. I have no help. Mm-hmm. And my mother, who's 83 years old, who's totally bedridden and dependent on me. I have a sister who's like severely sick in the hospital. And I'm like at home. I'm like, I can't go nowhere. I can't do anything for anybody, but do the best that you can. That's what she said.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is the best that I can, Shira.
Right. No, girl, I'm on your side. I know that. And I wish I could come there and help you out, honestly. I really wish I could. And I don't want to cause you any more stress than you already, I'm sure, feeling. So the only thing I'll say is that, like, this is difficult. What did she say when you told her all of that?
She says, do the best that I can, and I did. I provided what I had to provide,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see about the savings account that I had no knowledge of, because when I looked in the bank statements and stuff, I didn't see no bank statements for a savings, but then I might have overlooked it because they were talking about checking. They weren't talking about savings, so maybe I just misread or misunderstood or misconstrued. So now I have to go to the hospital to look into what's going on the phone, because I can't physically present myself at the bank to ask for anything.
I got that. I mean, it's okay.
So
what can
I have
do
to
now
do
for
that.
You, Alba? What can I do?
Well, for now, you can't. Well, you can't do nothing because I've already sent everything. I mean, you can go ahead and confirm that she received what I sent if that's what you'd like to do.
What's her name again?
Hold on a second. She's Miss Willis. I have her direct now. She says she gave me her direct number.
So here's my thing. They never usually give direct numbers, so you really got lucky there, Willis.
Yeah, her name is Willis, Miss Willis, and you
know
she
Willis
did give me.
Store?
It said S Willis. Yeah.
Okay, got her here. What's her? Did she give you an email?
Yes, she did. SAWillis@PA.gov.
Beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and email her and introduce myself to her. I'm going to go do that. And in the meantime, let me email her. If she emails me by Monday, I'll call you then. If not, I'll give you a call Tuesday. And then what I would have you do, until then, try and do what you can. Don't exert yourself. If you know, you'll tell me what the status is on Tuesday. If you were unable to get it and submit it, we're going to call her. In the meantime, I'm going to email her, and we're going to go from there. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to also call her because I know you don't want to go there, but I will. I will go there.
No, I would call her, but I don't know if she'll talk to me.
No, I will call
her. Yeah.
No, I'm going to call her because it's important for me to find out if she got your emails. I have the emails, but I want to make sure she receives the information I provided her with.
Okay,
and if that's good enough, so I don't go crazy thinking that that's not good enough. You know what I mean? So the only thing that I see that she wanted besides the insurance and the May to June 2020, and of course the savings, the 6 months of savings, which is, I'm thinking that's the last thing that she needs.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that those things that I sent are good.
Yeah, and just shoot me a text with her responses and what you're sending her and everything so I can, you know, be in on it too, so I can update, you know, Laura's status. And I'm like,
I can send you the PDF that I sent her if that helps. I don't know if
it
will.
It wouldn't hurt. I could always attach it to my introduction email to her, welcome email to her, as well as what is Laura's Social Security number? I'm going to put that down in an email because they usually like that.
Yeah, you could put her record number too if you like, because she said anything that you send me by email on the subject, put her name and her record ID. I have that here.
Okay.
Her name is Laura Ortiz, and her DOB is 55-1943.
Let me just put her record number in the Laura Ortiz and the record number.
It's 51/424-1379.
51-?
No, /424-1379.
Okay, this is what I had. I have 514-424-1379.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Fine. So I guess text me, let me know what she says, okay?
Is that not what you have, the correct number?
Well, I never had her case.
Let me confirm that. Let me make sure. Just put me in a doubt, so I gotta check.
We only have her Medicaid ID. We don't have any case number.
I'm just double checking in case that I'm, that's the correct number. I have the letter there. Yeah, that's her, and it's SAWillis@PA.gov. And I did send her three different emails because I don't know how to merge all the information in one shot. So I'm going to send you the PDF, okay, so that you can, I guess, figure it out. I'm not sure. All right, so I'll send it to you by text because I don't have an email for you.
You got it. All right, thank you.
All right, Kira. Have a good weekend. Thank you for calling me.
Sure. And text me. Let me know what she says to you, okay? That's important.
Yeah. Yeah, just tell that guy, Alan, that, you know, because he was supposed to call me. He never called me back, so.
Okay. I'm sure he's going to reach out. He's helping out push the case through, so I'm sure he'll
tell you. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me, you know. Yeah. I felt like, oh, man, where's Kira, you know?
Yeah. Helping out.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.